My very first time was 50 years ago, I think. So that's really long time ago. But together we were here in 1991 and we fell in love of Slovenia.
Well, because, yeah, it's a little bit a pity for the people from Slovenia, but we planned our travel a few years and still it was Yugoslavia on that moment, and we decided every year to go to the north of Europe, to Sweden or Norway.
Nizozemca Jos in Brigitte sta Slovenijo prvič skupaj obiskala leta 1991 in se vanjo takoj zaljubila. Sprva sta več let potovala po severni Evropi, a sta si želela obiskati tudi Jugoslavijo in tako sta se odločila za Slovenijo. Med obiskom sta doživela čudovite trenutke in spoznala prijazne ljudi, s katerimi sta še danes prijatelja. Njuna hči je medtem odšla na smučarski izlet na Soriško planino, kjer je spoznala učitelja deskanja in se zaljubila. Kmalo zatem se je preselila v Slovenijo, kar je družino še bolj povezalo z državo. Starša sta nato začela razmišljati, da bi si tudi sama ustvarila počitniški dom v Sloveniji. Najprej sta iskala zemljišče v okolici Dolenjih Novakov, kjer sta preživljala počitnice, a zaradi težav z gradbenim dovoljenjem nista uspela ničesar kupiti. Pravo priložnost sta našla v Ravnah. Kupila sta parcelo, ki je bila le travnik in njiva, in zgradila dom. Čeprav so domačini sprva mislili, da sta nora, sta danes dobro sprejeta. Imata lep dom, krasen razgled in dobre sosede, ki so postali tudi njuni prijatelji. Navdušena sta nad tem, da se v kraju rojeva veliko otrok in da se mladi vračajo ali ostajajo. Vas ni zaspana, temveč živa in polna dogajanja.
But it wasn't that easy. There were some parcels for sale, but there were not enough building license on all that sort of stuff. So we come in contact with the Občina Cerkno, and of all places, and we were over here, and we said we saw the opportunity of the parcel because it was just Trava and Niva, and we said, yeah, we can do it that way. And the people over here said, I think they are crazy, but now I think they know that we are not crazy, because we have a really nice place over here now.
All the people are really friendly. We have met really nice people over here who are really became good friends. We can share everything with them and they can share everything with us. So, and the view. We have a beautiful view over here.
What we both like is that a lot of young people come back or stay over here. There are a lot of young children born over here, so it's not an old pensioned old village, but there is some action over here, and that's what we really like. And we never will learn this language. I can say that we both have a little knot in our brain that we talk, of course, Dutch, we talk German, we talk English, we talk a little bit of French, so that's no problem. But the Slovenian language, that's a big problem. For example, I have some lyrics over there from a Slovenian guy from Orlek. You know Orlek? Yeah, okay. I like that music. And there's a small text, and in that text comes four times the word Slovenia in. But it is Sloveniji, Slovenia, Slovenije, and Slovenio. Can you explain me why? I don't understand it. Really, yeah. A difficult language, because all the names are changing in the sense and that sort of stuff. It's, we don't understand. It's, we had some lessons in Holland, we had lessons over.
Edina stvar, ki ima povzroča težave, je slovenski jezik. Kljub temu, da govorita več jezikov, se ima slovenščina zdi izjemno zahtevna, zaradi skanjatev in številnih narečij. Obiskovala sta tečaje doma in v Sloveniji, a napredka ni veliko, še posebej, ker z leti postaja učenje težje. Njuna hči pa je jezik hitro osvojila in danes govori tekoče. Največ težav imata z razumevanjem cerkvanskega narečja, govorica v Ravnah pa je sploh razred zase. Tudi po več letih še vedno včasih ne vesta, o čem ljudje govorijo. Zaradi epidemije COVID-a v mestu sta imela veliko stikov, kar je dodatno upočasnilo učenje. Tudi sicer večina mladih govori angleško, tako da čeprav se trudite govoriti slovensko, pogosto dobita odgovor v angleščini, a kljub temu se še vedno trudita in imajo življenje v Sloveniji res pri srcu.
No, I say 1 year, and then we get Corona, so you don't see a lot of people, and it's hard.
Yeah, but yeah. Also a lot of young people like to talk English, yeah. So if we try to talk the Slovenian language, you get your answer in English, so yeah. Immediately you switch on and that's it. To je to.